Hello, our friends, Evolutionary Energy Arts family.
Hello there. Welcome back.
As always, guys, check in daily all three channels, Evolutionary Arts and Heart's Home, the newest channel. All right. There's a lot going on, a lot going on. And, you know, well, yeah, the guides just are saying that we all need to be very, very prepared. Take your preparations to all new levels. You know, this is really, we're getting into the thick of it. So we see Mexican media reports a shooting has occurred between elements of the army and armed civilians. So far, reports are saying at least three people have lost their lives. This is right on the border between Mexico and Texas. And this, I think, is not unexpected given everything that's going on. I think there's going to be out-and-out direct conflict between the cartels and not just the Mexican army, but the Texas National Guard. This is going to get confusing. This is going to get chaotic. And we're heading into a period of more intense direct conflict and warfare. And I'll play this up for you. This is while people are waiting to go through border checkpoints. So that's not the usual sounds at the border checkpoint, as we can see over here. In effect, the cartels are going to be acting as a sort of militia when you get down to it, for really the BRICS nations. This is part of the big infiltration. As we know, there are millions of people, tens of millions of people inside the country, inside the United States illegally. And also there are just an indeterminate, enormous amount of people in all the NATO nations illegally. Again, multiple sources saying at least three people killed, at least five other people injured, Mexican cartel members shot at a border facility post near the Reynosa International Bridge on the U.S.-Mexico border with Texas. So reports that the checkpoint has been ordered to go into lockdown from the U.S. side of the border, and here comes the Texas National Guard. As you see, a significant amount of Texas National Guard soldiers outfitted in riot gear just arrived at the scene at major illegal crossing point in Brownsville. They may have to go to full war mode in reality. And, you know, this is really go time. Now, you know, we will start to see a real deterioration of things as we spiral into more and more direct confrontation and warfare.
I know. I mean, this is terrible. This is really so unnecessary, and that's what makes me sad and upset. And this is why so many people, so many of us need to prepare and be ready for them to do things like possibly cut the power. You know, there's got to be ways to control this, but what's going on right now is a type of controlled chaos, and so many people are in line to be on the yucky end of things. And I don't like this. None of these people need to be here. Things don't need to be like this. Absolutely not. We can do better. We can absolutely do better.
You know, this is a top-down problem because, again, you know, most people don't want war when you get down to it. It makes a lot of money for certain industries. It makes a lot of business in many different ways. It covers things up, and it gives an excuse to ever implement ever-increasing, Big Brother laws, more and more oversight by governments, less and less freedoms for the individual. I mean, just think about it. When you're in a situation in which everything is on lockdown, You have emergencies declared. It's a state of martial law in effect. There are no freedoms. There's absolutely no freedom at that point. And that's the point. That is the big point. As you see, an enormous fireball lights up the sky in Uzbekistan. This was a huge explosion, a gas explosion. And over here we see from the Express, believed to be caused by a violation of safety rules. Well, in a time of warfare, maybe. Or, again, could be sabotage. I hear people enjoying the beach in Israel. And, yeah, this is going to an all-new level, too. And this is not unexpected. But what we're going to see that's different this time, because usually something happens, Israel responds tenfold, and things calm down. There won't be any calming down now. This is different because on the other side, you have the full force of the BRICS nations of China, Russia, Iran, many other countries that will not be just standing by idly. So everybody is getting off the beach because it is quite a show going on in the sky. And no, it's not 4th of July. As you can see, actually, reports of 400 plus rockets being shot at Israel. And all this is a prelude to what is obviously coming. As you can see here, the Iron Dome in operation launched at the last barrage of rocket fire from Gaza. And of course, again, you know, this the restoration of Israel really is due to the workings of the secret societies and led by a Rothschild. All of this was foretold by insiders way before it actually happened. As you can see, the rocket launches. Much larger than what we have typically seen in the past. And Palestinian Mujahideen movement published a video claiming it attacked Israel during the ongoing conflict. So taking responsibility for that. As we know, so many people were uprooted after 1900 years or so. And again, this is the modus operandi. It's basically create mass migrations of people. Create migrant immigrant crises. It's just how they do it. And they've done it to one group after another group after another group, time after time after time. Divide and conquer, just a nonstop state of warfare.
And it is really, truly frustrating, frustrating because it leaves us in a position where they create the chaos. And where does it end? It has to end with us and how we respond to the shenanigans that they're doing. But if we're being put up against other beings that are coming here to cause harm, of course we're going to protect ourselves and protect others. But if we were doing something different, say if it were Mike and I and people similar, like-minded that are listening now, you know, we would not have any of this going on. We would be sending our children to a school where they taught them how to garden, how to build, how to understand how nature works. And there is a better place out there, and it starts in our minds. We really have to start thinking about what do we want.
Latest CME tracking model courtesy of NOAA has been updated, shows a noteworthy impact on Thursday the 11th. So as we're making this, that'll be tomorrow. A moderate G2 to strong G3 geomagnetic storm watch was officially added. As we see, the KP has been dipping around 5, you know, as far as on the KP index. Again, those that are sensitive to energy may note it. You might feel yourself very tired, lethargic, or it could be wired. It depends on the individual, but just be aware. The other thing that this has an effect on is obviously volcanoes and earthquakes, as well as our consciousness. And we did have a 7.6, 210 kilometers deep, and this one is in the Tonga region. So, you know, that is obviously a very, very significant earthquake, 7.6. Now, when you look at where it is, you know, located, again, it's not directly over an island or anything, and we do see there was another 5.1 over here. One thing of note that I saw right away that caught my eye, because I know that the powers that be, and I still think it's going to be, I feel it's next year, they are trying to trigger the big one in Cascadia and the San Andreas, and there are technologies involved, in our opinion and the information that we get. So we see these over here, these four quakes in the Gulf of California, 4.7, 4.6, 4.9, and 4.9. These are all being listed at 10 kilometers deep. So, you know, just something to note over here, as it feels like the energy, you know, it could be a correlation there traveling across the plate. And as we know, yeah, Cascadia overdue, the San Andreas overdue. They just had a big article out a couple days ago talking about when the massive tsunami comes and inundates the Pacific coastline. Again, yeah, nothing like a little predictive programming. But, you know, again, the experts will say it's long overdue. And here we see some interesting motion. Oh, boy, I got a feeling this is going to be an interesting storm season. It does feel like it. Again, the conditions are changing. El Nino, La Nina conditions are changing. And so, you know, we'll keep our eyes open. There's been a lot of flooding going on in different areas, that's for sure. You see a Kenyan man surrounded by swirling floodwaters, airlifted to safety. Yeah, absolutely. Get to the choppa. Talk about a tense situation there. And this is eastern China. This affected 500,000 people in the area, 14,000 evacuations. This is over in the UK, in Devon. 20 millimeters in an hour and massive, massive flooding. Sign of the times, heavy floods in Yemen kill at least 24. Heavy rains southwest Germany floods basements, forces train routes to temporarily close. You know, California is snowpack is over 300% of average. Still a lot of melting to go over there. That's still a lot of weight. And of course, that all contributes to what we were talking about with the potential for big, big quakes. And yet we have fires over in Russia's Urals. At least 21 died over that area. And in Peru, we had hundreds of people stranded after heavy snowfall in Cusco. And of course, we were talking about the illusion of climate change. No matter how much they want to stick it out in the wikis, making it look like, you know, all the ice on the planet's going to melt. But there again, as Al Gore had predicted, it hasn't happened. In fact, you know, we're heading in the opposite direction is the big reveal. And this is in Himachal Pradesh, and this is in India. As you see, lots of people having to be rescued because of intense snowfall. This little kitty has a bunny as a best friend, and he imitates him.
He admires his bunny friend, and he looks at what he does, and he thinks, oh, that's got to be so fun, so let's try it. Always remember when we're walking this path and we are those who have chosen to hold the light, you're always being watched. Always being watched, and people are going to wonder, why are you so happy? And they might just start doing what you do or trying to figure out how do you get things done. And maybe you'll lead them to a better life too.
Absolutely. So stay prepared out there, guys. It feels like June's going to be a very interesting month, to say the least, and one that we need to be as prepared for as possible. As always, thanks for your support on Patreon and also on Ko-Fi. Do check out Evolutionary Energy Arts. evolutionaryenergyarts@gmail.com. If you want to learn more about us and to schedule an appointment, it's evolutionaryenergyarts@gmail.com. Much love. God bless and namaste.
Namaste.